This is Omnis Radio Program,
the voice of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea and me.
Tune in to hear news on the peacekeeping process, HIV/AIDS, mine action, and Omnis humanitarian work and more.
Tune in to 17,670 kHz from 9 to 10 GMT every Sundays and Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11:30 GMT on 17,565 kHz.
We also had an Omni's website, www.omnionline.org, and click the radio button. You can also visit www.un.org/radio and click on the radio stations in United Nations Peacekeeping Stations.
This is the radio program from the United Nations Mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea and me. Welcome. The 4th of April is the universally recognized International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action. This day was commemorated in a special way at the mission's headquarters in Asmara, Eritrea. Details on that coming up later in the program. In Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, some of our colleagues celebrated Easter Ethiopian style and shared messages of peace. I am your presenter, Stella Vuzo, and from the mission's Property Control and Inventory Unit in Asmara, here is Abner Tsehaye with his thoughts about peace.
Peace means life, because if there is no peace, there is no education, there is no work, no activity of any sort. So peace is basic for everything, and hence it's life.
Landmines are a serious threat to people's lives and livelihoods. Long after the politicians and generals make peace, the landmines that rival armies have sown remain in the ground, making land impossible to farm and schools and other community facilities impossible to use until demining teams have declared them safe. Landmines can cost as little as $3 to produce and lay, but they are 100 times more expensive to remove. In the meantime, farming families go hungry, children miss out on schooling, and many people die or suffer horrible injuries when they accidentally encounter these explosive devices. Landmines indiscriminately maim or kill between 15,000 and 20,000 civilians every year around the world. The United Nations observes the International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action on the 4th of April each year. The day is set aside for activities to remind people of the dangers and the devastating impact of unexploded landmines in dozens of countries, including Ethiopia and Eritrea. It is estimated that in Eritrea, about 700,000 people are affected by the presence of unexploded landmines. Therefore, the International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action is taken seriously by the local authorities as well as the United Nations working to clear them and return previously unsafe territory to productive community use. This year, on April the 4th, the United Nations Mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea's Mine Action Coordination Center, the Eritrean Demining Authority, and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, hosted a colorful event at the Expo site in Asmara, Eritrea's capital city. School children, government officials, members of the diplomatic corps, and members of the public attended the event. More than 300 children from different schools in Asmara and surrounding areas carried placards with messages on mine risk and mine awareness through the streets of Asmara into the expo site. Guests were then treated to drama and music designed to create mine awareness. The United Nations Humanitarian Resident Coordinator, Mr. MacLeod Nirongo, spoke to the audience about the landmine situation in Eritrea.
The Mine Ban Treaty and this date is very important also for different reasons, particularly here in Eritrea. Eritrea is one of the most mined countries in the world. As we are talking today, there are about close to 700,000 people directly affected by the mines which have been planted. These date back to the 19th century. They were planted, some of them, during the First and Second World War. Many more were planted in the 1998 to 2000 war. Still more are being planted through clandestine groups which are interested in ensuring that this region does not have peace. But we are determined as a group to work to clear the mine.
Mr. Nyirongo also had a message for the Eritrean government.
I would also want to recall and to remind the government of Eritrea that the first responsibility for landmine clearance lies with government. I mean, the government has to create the right environment so that those of the international partners who can help should help. And I would also want to congratulate, particularly with regard to the peace mission, the work with UNMAC is doing currently to make sure that the peace holds together because of the work which they are doing today in the mission area.
The general manager of the Eritrean Demining Authority, Brigadier General Tesfaye Isaac, also spoke at this event. He highlighted the government's efforts to protect the Eritrean people from the threat of landmines.
It should be noted that the Eritrean government and the Eritrean Demining Authority have undertaken and are rendering tremendous efforts for the progress of mine clearance program so that to meet their vision. As a proof for this fact, the returning of the tens of thousands of our IDPs, which was an outstanding and challenging issue to the demining project, is a genuine example.
The Eritrean Demining Authority works closely with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, on demining activities. UNICEF's communication officer, Ms. Sarah Johansson, spoke about the effects of landmines on children.
In general, UNICEF is supporting mine risk education in Eritrea. We do that together with EDA on community level. In Eritrea, children are involved in more than half of the incidents. So they are the ones playing around, they are the ones walking around with the sheep. So they are victims to mine. We hope that this day, of course, is going to not only educate the 300 children that were here today, but that they are going to help to educate other children.
Landmines are often colorful objects that attract the attention and interest of children. School children who attended the mine awareness commemoration had this to say about their experiences at the expo site.
My name is Million Tosfai. I am from Halai Secondary School. This day is important for me because it raises public awareness about the dangers of landmines, especially in villages where people lose limbs and sometimes their lives, where they play with mines and exploded ordnance without knowing that they are dangerous and may kill them.
My name is Salam Mahdare. I'm 10 years old and I'm in grade 5. I learned a lot about mines. I learned that they can come in all forms, especially in a metallic form, and that we have to be careful not to pick anything that doesn't belong to us.
ANMI's Mine Action Coordination Center personnel operate in landmine-affected areas of the temporary security zone. Their demining activities clear the way for local communities to return to their land and to farm it. ANMI's Mine Action Coordination Center Chief Operations Officer, Mr. Bob Kudiba, talked about the satisfaction ANMI staff get from demining.
Personally, I get a great deal of satisfaction getting rid of mines because I know that they're not going to do harm to anyone who encounters them, particularly children. For the MAC, it's our opportunity to sort of contribute to our part in keeping people safe from landmines and unexploded ordnance. I think it's sort of a very important part of the peace process because it's I feel it's a confidence-building measure. We sort of get together and work actively to solve a very serious problem.
In his message on the 4th of April, the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, noted that 153 member states, including Eritrea, had signed the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Treaty 10 years ago and had ratified or adhered to it. Mr. Ban appealed to all United Nations member states to work harder to make the world a safer place. After this is our weekly update on demining activities in the mission area.
Salma, look, I have found a nice shining toy. Let me see it. Let me touch it. No, you will spoil it. I am taking it home to show my brother. Where did you find your nice toy? In that palace.
Brian, what are you holding?
A toy.
Show it to me.
Here it is.
Oh my God. Put it down slowly. And never touch things you don't know. This is a bomb. Run away. It can kill you and all of us.
Don't touch what you don't know. Killer mines are usually attractive looking.
Demining.
This week, the integrated demining capacity teams are continuing to work in the Agri Merkel minefield in Serena Sector Center within the temporary security zone. The route verification team, RVT, is deployed in the Badme area, Sector West. The teams cleared an area of 31,231 square meters and verified an area of 104 kilometers, respectively, during this deployment. The explosive ordnance disposal team based in Eritrea deployed to Sorena area in Tisha, Golo, Embasoira, Moko, and Sia villages in Sector Center and destroyed 45 unexploded devices during the week. Two mine risk education teams were deployed to Sector West, subzone of Lala Igash, and Sector Center, subzone of Sorena. The teams conducted mine risk education activities for 743 people who participated in the mine risk education briefings. In our culture segment this week, we find out how some of the Addis Ababa-based army staff observed Easter in the traditional Ethiopian way. Easter is one of the most important holidays in the Christian calendar. It is celebrated to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After a 40-day fasting and praying period, it is time to rejoice in his rising from the dead. In this week's program, we take you to the northern end of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia's capital, to a place commonly known as Kotebe. Here, 8 Army Addis Ababa local staff gathered on the 31st of March, the eve of the Ethiopian Easter, to prepare for the big holiday. We take you through this festival in the traditional style. Usually, a group of 8 or 10 people or more come together, buy an ox, and share the meat. This practice is commonly known as kirsha, and it takes place at midnight on the eve of Easter. Shewan Gizao Dezalen is an organizer for this particular event. He is a mechanic in Army's transport section.
We Army staff contributed money to buy the ox in order to help us create harmony and unity amongst ourselves. In the future, we will try to bring the internationals, at least, to the ceremony and show them our culture, religion, and how we celebrate our holidays.
During this very important holiday, Christians may go to church, but a larger part of the society comes together and shares peaceful moments. It is not unusual to find people from different walks of life, different beliefs and opinions, getting together in a celebratory mood. Hamdegibaha Jamal also works in Army's transport section in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He is a Muslim by faith, but for him, this season was a time for sharing and uniting with friends.
Even though the holiday was not Muslim's, I considered it as mine since it was my friend's holiday. It was very good. I did not stay behind just because I follow a different religion. I want their help, and I did all that I can do.
Of the many things that the people of Ethiopia and Eritrea share are similar cultures and religious traditions, which create a sense of brotherhood and sisterhood and enhance peaceful relationships. The two sisterly nations also have rich traditions, similar music, songs, dress, and dances. Both countries also share the Ethiopian calendar, which is 7 years behind the contemporary calendar. Shewan Gizao believes there are many similarities in the way the people of Ethiopia and Eritrea live.
When the Ethiopian people celebrate the Eastern holiday, the Eritrean people celebrate it too. So I feel that we are similar in our culture. My hope is that the people of Eritrea, Muslims and Christians, think of us as we think of them.
Shewangizao Dizalen has the last word on our program today. The Zambian Army Chief of Staff, General Isaac Chisuza, recently visited ANMI. More on that next week. Until then, it's goodbye from all of us.
Thank you for listening to Radio ANMI's program.
Send us your reviews and comments to Stella Buzo on the radio program PO Box 5805, Asmara, Eritrea, or to Adani Kudina, PO Box 1357, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
You can also email us at buzo@un.org or gudina@un.org.